Hey, it's time for...
Oh, sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, oh, sweet. Oh, sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you all sweet margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, another day has just started in the little white house with the green shutters, but not in the usual way. Unbelievable as it may seem, Uncle Louie is late for breakfast.
Hiya, Morty. Hey, where's Aggie and Peggy at? Ain't they eating?
They have already finished, Louie.
Huh?
Oh, I know it's fantastic, but you are late for breakfast. The first time in 4 years.
Well, you'd be late, too, if the sheet of your pajamas got caught in one of them bed springs. Besides, nobody came and woke me up this morning. And you know what a heavy sleeper I am.
Yeah, at least 250 pounds.
This late start sure wrecked my appetite. I'll only have 4 eggs this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Amici.
Good morning, Louie.
Huh.
Morning, Daddy.
Hello, dear.
Oh,
well, why didn't I?
It's Richard, Father. He just left.
Oh.
He said goodbye, and now he's gone out of my life forever.
No kidding, Peggy. Forever?
Well, not exactly forever. He'll be back next week. He's gone to Smurfinsville, Indiana, to visit his uncle. But I'll miss him just terribly. I'll be utterly heartbroken without him.
Well, then, dear, maybe it'll help if you'd sit down tonight and write him a nice long letter.
Oh, I can't, Daddy. I've got a date with Elmer.
Yeah, Elmer?
Oh, gosh, I nearly forgot. I've got to call Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, l'amour, l'amour. You know, I was in love once with a beautiful tomato. Yes, she ran a delicatessen.
Gracious, how romantic.
I'll never forget her. Ah, what beautiful, breathtaking, gorgeous pastrami. And salami. Ah, l'amour.
Yes, yes, I know, Louis. L'amour you eat, l'amour you want.
Very funny. Yeah. Hey, how come you ain't down at the office yet? And you've got no ambition?
Look, Louie, I don't have to go down today. Mr. Barkley's away at a convention, and I've got the whole day to myself.
Mortimer!
Something tells me I spoke too soon. Yes, dear?
Mortimer, it's happened again. The cellar's flooded from one end to the other.
Oh, my gracious. I suppose another one of the water pipes broke.
Boy, that delay company sure did a rotten job putting in our plumbing.
Well, they're going to fix it, too. Mortimer, I want you to phone them and tell them to send a man over here right away.
Yes, dear, right away.
Honestly, our plumbing's disgraceful. Every time we go down to the cellar, we get our feet wet.
Yes, dear. We got soaked when we came for it, and we're still getting soaked.
You know, if someone asked me, what food for the gods, anyway? Why, I'd answer without hesitation, why, strawberry shortcake, of course. At least, strawberry shortcake made this way is fit food for the gods or a hungry family. Take strawberries, big red ripe berries. Sprinkle them with sugar, crush them tenderly, set them in the icebox until icy cold. Then make your best biscuit dough and cut neat little rounds. Put two rounds together with all sweet margarine between and on top. Yes, you bake all sweet delicate natural flavor right into those biscuits. Then that happy moment, the biscuits are done. Quickly now, for you want that delightful contrast of hot biscuits and cold berries. Spread all sweet on top and between those biscuits. Then spoon on the berries. And there, folks, food for the gods. Light, fluffy, heavenly biscuits spread with golden, delicate, heavenly all sweet. Heaped with rosy, juicy, heavenly berries. I tell you, it's heavenly. It's... Oh, shucks, folks. Words won't do it. Just make it yourself. But be sure you have the biscuits hot, the berries cold, and use plenty of delicious all sweet. Remember, all sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Well, I wonder who that is. And one thing's certain, it's not the plumber. I've been phoning the delay company all morning, and nobody answers.
Mr. Meek?
Eh?
I'm J.J. Duoff. I've a letter here for you from your employer, Mr. Barker.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Duarte. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Just put your suitcase down anyway.
Very well, but I hope it's safe here. I've got some very valuable...
Hey, yeah!
Oh, my nerves. My poor, poor nerves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Duarte.
Oh,
would you please let me see Mr. Barton?
Yes, you are.
Yes, thank you. Dear me, this will introduce J.J. Duarte, one of our most important clients.
Duarte Ball Perrins, you know.
Yes, well, since I won't be in town, I want you to entertain him at your home over the weekend and show him my new plans for cutting production costs on the new sub-assembly.
Yes.
Remember our motto, big business, quick decisions. Signed, aggressively yours, Walter Barker.
Yes.
Well, welcome, Mr. Duarte.
Thank you. Oh, there's just one thing I'd like to bring up at this point, Mr. Meeks.
Yes?
I am a sensitive, high-strung man. Please don't do anything to startle me or upset me.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Duarte, I won't. I promise you.
Thank you. I cannot stand to hear radios or telephones or even people talking. I just want to spend a nice, quiet, calm, restful, soothing, relaxing weekend. Is that clear? I must have peace and quiet.
You understand? Yes, Mr. Duarte. Peace and quiet.
Yes.
That's the way Mr. Barker would want it.
Yes. Stop shouting. What I'm trying to do, give me a nervous breakdown.
Oh, no, no, of course not. I mean,
shut so loud.
I'm sorry I upset you, Mr. Duarte. I guess I just got a shot.
Yes, well, don't let it happen again.
You have to control yourself.
Like me.
Yes, control yourself. Like me.
Yes. Now then, Mr. Meek, I'd like to start going over Mr. Barker's plans immediately.
Well, how? In his office. Where? In his office. I'll have to go down and get them for you. But I'll be back.
Stop whispering, will you? It gets on my nerves.
In his office.
Quiet! Oh, I just got to lie down completely relaxed. Will you please tell me where to go?
Well, I'd like to when I can't afford to lose my...
What?
Yeah, well, of course, Mr. Duarte, yes. I'll go find Mrs. Meek and she'll show you to your room. Then I'll get Mr. Barker's plan.
Let's go! Oh, my dear. My delicate, fragile, tender nerves. Afraid to a frazzle.
What's that?
The front door and the back door.
Oh, good morning. Well, I'm glad you finally got here. I was beginning to think they'd never send a man over.
I beg your pardon? I'm J.J. Duarte. Mr. Meek was just going to ask you to show me...
Well, I'll be glad to, Mr. Duarte. This way, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Meek. I certainly hope it's calm and peaceful.
Well, it is now. About 2 feet deep, but it stopped rising.
2 feet deep? Stopped rising?
Yes. You better take a look, and then you can come back to your equipment and rubber hood.
What?
Here we are. Just a second. I'll turn on the light for you.
It's down there?
Well, honestly, where else would it be? Just go down those stairs.
Very well. So long as it's quiet.
And please try to finish the job, Jay, while
you can. Oh, my nerves. But what's she talking about? How can I? Oh, great Scott, it's pitch black. Well, I'll just have to feel my way down in the dark. What a peculiar place for a guest room. I was counting on a nice, quiet weekend. But something tells me I'm all wet.
Help! Help! Get me out of here! Oh, somebody's going to come up on this!
Hi, Louis. Where'd you get the suitcase?
Oh, I just found it standing around loose on the floor. Kind of cracked, huh?
Very nice. Who's it?
I don't know. It didn't have no name on it.
See, what do you suppose it's on the inside?
Why don't you open it and find out?
Peggy, me, police. Don't you know it ain't polite to go snooping around in other people's suitcases? Besides, I already tried to bust in, but the place is locked.
I guess some people just don't trust anybody, do they?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I wonder if maybe I could pick the lock.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that?
I just remembered.
Huh?
When Richard was here this morning before he left, he had 2 suitcases with him.
You don't suppose the suitcases...
Oh, golly, it must be. He was late for his train and he left in such a hurry he must have forgotten this one.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'll just have to send it to him, I guess.
Sure, you gotta. Come on, Meeky. Let's get out the railway express agency right now.
Oh, I believe you mean you're helping.
Yeah, you like them, don't you? And now you'll ever love an uncle, eh, Dad? Come on, let's go. You grab the suitcase and I'll open the door for you.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Louis. Poor dear darling Richard. He probably doesn't even remember where he left it.
Yeah. I'll bet the poor kid's worried sick by now. Boy, I can see the look on his face when he gets the suitcase. Come on, hurry up, Nicky. I can hardly wait to get to the station. Them hamburgers they sell down there are sure to stop. Say, you got your allowance today, didn't you?
I've been looking all over for you. Well, I'm going out for a while, dear. I've got a little shopping to do. Hey,
Mortimer, what's the matter? It's Mr. Duos. I'm afraid he's disappeared.
Mr. Duos? Oh, stop worrying. I showed him down at the cellar about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, thank you, dear. The cellar? You sent Mr. Duos down to the cellar? But what for?
Well, to fix the plumbing, of course. But I'm here.
The plumbing? Oh,
gracious. And the basement flooded. Oh, why does everything have to happen to me?
My gracious, who's rolling dice down here?
Those are my teeth rattling.
Oh, Mr. Duart.
Oh,
just look what you've done to me. Look at the suit.
Very nice material. I like the pattern.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Meek. I'm so glad it meets your approval. But tell me, don't you think patch pockets are just a wee bit damp? Let me show you what I mean.
Oh, my gracious, you're all wet. How awful. Did something happen to you?
No, nothing at all. I've just had the most peachy time frolicking in your swimming pool.
Where are you going to put in the diving board? What did you do? Tell your wife to drown me?
Please, Mr. Duarte, it was an accident. Agatha thought you were the plumber. You know, just a harmless little mistake.
Harmless little mistake? I nearly froze down there.
Oh, that water was ice cold.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We should have warned it for you.
Yes.
What? No! No, I don't mean that.
Never mind what you mean. I'm soaked to the skin and you do something about it.
Yes, 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 Mr. Duarte, right away.
And stop wringing out my necktie!
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me help you out of that soggy cold.
I'll pull, you jerk. What did you call me?
Yeah, nothing. Nessie, I meant I'll pull and you jerk your arms out.
Oh, well, that's different. Go ahead and pull. You jerk. Just drop it on the floor. Oh, it's herring bone. And at last the herring are happy.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing I brought another suit with me.
Well, now, let's go get your suitcase, Mr. Duarp, and then I'll show you where you can change.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll feel a lot better after you get into something drunk.
No, I won't. I'll never feel better again. I'm a nervous wreck, and I...
Oh, bless you.
Oh, thank you. And if anything else happens to me now, I'll...
Wait.
Huh? What happened to my suitcase? I left it right there.
My gracious, it disappeared.
What?
Yes, lucky little suitcase.
Hey, Victor, are you the express agent?
Yeah, that's my name, Frugal.
Oh, suitcase, yeah? Where's it going?
Just a sec. The address is Richard Martin, Sheriff Henry Martin, 1122 Smergen Street, Smergenville, Indiana.
Yeah, Smergenville, Indiana, huh?
Uh-huh.
Know the fellas there once. Funny thing, name was Smergen. Now, let me see here. Here comes $2.47, $1.10.
$1.10 right on the button.
Oh, golly, $1.10? Well, you better make that express collect, Mr. Google.
Oh, Daisy, you don't want to pass up a chance like this. You ought to pay for it. Look, it was Richard.
But, Daddy, that's an idea, Uncle Lou. Now, let me see. Oh, Jock, I left my allowance money at home. Uncle Louie, will you lend me $1.10?
You better make it the express collect, Mr. Bugle.
I don't know.
It's a nice tip, baby, but you don't want to spoil it.
Now, please be patient, Mr. Duorf. I'm sure your suitcase is around here someplace.
Well, for instance, we've looked all over the house.
Oh, here's my daughter. Maybe she knows.
Yeah, Peggy!
Hi, Peggy. My God, what happened to him?
Nothing at all. I just wanted to find out how long I could hold my breath underwater.
Really? How long can you hold it?
I drowned.
No, Peggy, dear, look. Have you seen anything of a small brown suitcase? Mr. Duar's suitcase.
Why, no, Daddy. I just took a suitcase.
Yes.
Did you say suitcase?
Yes,
Mr. Duar's has disappeared.
Disappeared? Nothing. Somebody stole it.
Stole it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh.
You know, we think we've discovered just why Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Yep, we figure that Mammy must use all sweet margarine in her recipe. Then when that bread is hot and fragrant and that it's eaten best, she probably spreads it with all sweet and lets that rich golden goodness melt right into it. Mm-hmm. Mammy's little baby would sure be an unusual little chap if he didn't go for a combination like that. You see, it's true that all sweet is an economical, nutritious cooking aid. And that it does bring out all of the garden fresh flavor of hot vegetables. But it's just about at its most delicious best when served on hot bread. for then all sweet, smooth, golden goodness is absorbed right into the bread, making it delicious through and through. What's more, all sweet actually doubles the food energy of bread. Yes, Swift & Company fortifies every pound of all sweet with at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. So for country fresh goodness, for nutrition with a capital N, remember all sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Now, Peggy, dear, if you know, just tell us what happened to Mr. Duar's suitcase.
Okay, Daddy. Somebody kind of accidentally walked off with it.
What? Walked off with it?
Oh, my gracious.
Oh, too much for my nerves.
I'm going off, Jesus. Well, maybe you better sit down and collect yourself.
Oh, collect myself? Are you trying to be funny?
No, that just slipped out.
Never mind. Well, who was it? Who walked off with my suitcase?
Oh, a girl I know. She's very close to me, you might say.
Peggy?
Oh, but Father's just one of the dearest, sweetest, kindest girls I know. And I certainly don't think it would be very honorable of me to snitch on her. Why, I'd feel just awful if I did.
Well, all right, dear. I withdraw the question.
But anyway, it wasn't her fault. She thought it belonged to somebody else and she was going to return it.
Ah, I bet she deliberately stole it.
Oh, I did not.
What?
Oh, golly.
The culprit!
Excuse me, I've got to go answer the telephone.
Yes, Peggy, the telephone isn't ringing. I think you better stay right here, dear, and do a little explaining.
Yes, Father. Oh, gosh, did you ever have one of those days when everything seemed to go wrong?
You mean there's another kind? Well?
Well, Daddy, when I saw Mr. Duar's suitcase, I naturally thought it was Richard's, and so I took it down to the... Oh, golly.
What?
I better go get it right away before it's too late.
What do you mean, before it's too late?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Duar. You would only have to...
As soon as he can, eh? I'm getting awfully tired of standing around here in these... Bless you. Shut up. Oh, in these wet, clammy clothes.
Well, then, why don't you sit down, Mr. Duar?
What?
No, I mean, why don't you go upstairs and put on some of my brother-in-law Louis' things until she comes back? Of course, they might not exactly fit you.
I don't care about that, just as long as they're dry.
Let me hit the first door on your left. Now, I hope you don't mind if I leave for a while. I still have to go down to Mr. Barker's office and get those plans for you, you know.
I'll miss you terribly.
Thank you. I'll hurry back, Mr. Duar.
Please do. I don't know what delightful surprise you've got in store for me next. But just to be on the safe side, I think I'll write my last will and testament.
Well, nobody home, I guess. Think I'll go up and grab me just a little bit of shut-eye. Yeah. You think there's no better to go out and leave the front door unlocked? Especially with all them valuables around them. Why, guys could walk off with all the groceries in the house.
Think what was that? Sounded like somebody dropped a shoe or something in my room. I guess I'll tiptoe over to the door and take a peek. Gee, Morty, how to fix this floor. My dear brother.
My poor, tender, delicate
children. Whoa, get a load of that kisser. That guy's a crook if I ever see one. Hey, that's my best pants he's wearing.
Oh, nothing but
tail could
be too heavy, Mr.
Hart.
I wonder if I can find a clean shirt.
But that thief. He found the cookies. I'd knock the stuffing out of him with my bare hands if I had a baseball bat. He went into the closet. Well, I'm going to sneak up behind him real easy like and...
I trust you, you gangster.
Hey, you, what's the big idea? Open up, let me out of here.
Oh, my God. You're nervous, right? Steal my best pants, will you? Foul my cookie preserve, will you? I'll cheat you, you robber.
What are you talking about? I didn't steal your pants. Get me out of here!
Quit your yapping.
Now, let me see.
I think I'll put this here dresser up against the door. There! That'll hold you, Mr. Dellinger.
What's the matter with you? I'm no thief. I'm J.J. Duart, you stupid moron. It's imbecile!
Imbecile! How dare you? I dare you to step out of there and say that.
Tell you more than that. I'll tear you apart.
I'm waiting.
Please let me out, please.
Yeah, I'll let you out when the cops come for you. You better just sit down and relax.
Now, let me see. If I go down and call the cops, he might bust out. I got it.
I'll just stretch out here in the bed and stand guard till somebody comes home.
Hey, I bet I'll get my pictures in the paper for this.
Yeah, I'll be a real hero.
Oh, it ain't nothing, Teddy.
You want to reward me, Lana? Oh, cut it out, girls. I don't mind being smooched, but please... Not in front of all these people.
Oh, the heck with it. Go ahead and enjoy yourselves. You gorgeous tomato.
Yeah, here the gal come in here with a suitcase for Schmergen's there in the
house.
Know the fella there once. Funny thing.
Yes, Jim, I know his name was Schmergen.
Yeah.
Mr. Fogel, I just gotta have that suitcase back right away.
Well, what, something wrong?
Oh, yes, it doesn't belong to Richard. It belongs to Mr. Dewar.
There, now, that's mighty interesting, because it's on the Indiana Express, which left here 20 minutes ago.
Oh, no, it can't be. If I don't get it back to Mr. Dewar, he'll bite my head off.
Oh, is that so? Well, looks like you're going to save a lot of money on hats now on.
We may as well face it, Mortimer. Mr. Duart just got so disgusted that he walked out on us.
Oh, don't say that. I just don't even think it.
But, dear, we've been through every single room, and there's nobody in the house except the two of us and Brother Louis.
Louis? Is he home?
Yes, up in his room, taking a nap.
I should have known. Did you ask him if he saw Mr. Duart?
Well, no. I didn't have the heart to wake him. He looks so sweet and helpless, just like a baby.
Yeah, baby. Hippopotamus. Yeah, I'll be right back here.
Well, Mortimer, where are you going?
Upstairs. I hate to interrupt Louis' life work, but I've got to find out what he knows, if anything. Come on, Louis. Come on, wake up. Louis!
Oh, it's you, Morty. Hey, quick, call the cops. I got a burglar in the closet.
Well, that's very interesting. You what? A burglar?
Yeah, one of the biggest operators in the country. I caught him red-handed. He was stealing my pants.
Your pants?
Yes.
Oh, my gracious Mr. Duar. Oh, I've got to let him out of there.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? That guy's a desperate criminal, Morty.
Mr. Duar. Oh, thank goodness you're all right. You are all right, aren't you? Oh, speak to me, Mr. Duar. Say something. Please say something.
You blundering idiot.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Duar, for saying that. I hope you can forgive us all.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Mr. Meek. It's been heavenly. One of the coziest and most charming classes I've ever been in. What diabolical torture do you have dreamed up on me next?
Hey, what is this? He ain't no burglar. Oh, you whistle poof of conduct. Well, how do you know? Well, why are you like that? And I locked you up because I thought you were stealing my pants. Boy, that's a joke on me, all right.
Yes, very funny. Go ahead and laugh your fat head off, you stupid moron.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I ain't no stupid moron. I'm an intelligent moron.
Oh, at least, no, be quiet. No, be quiet. I'm awfully sorry about this, Mr. Duar. Believe me.
Leave your breath, Meek, and your apologies. I've taken all the punishment I intend to. I'm leaving this house right now.
Oh, Mr. Duar, you can't do that.
And why can't I do that?
You've got my face pants on.
Okay, and Peggy hasn't come back with your suitcase.
Oh, my love. My poor, frazzled, tattered little nurse.
Hey, be careful how you sit down in the pants now, Mr. Duar.
Look, why don't you sit down on the couch for a while and relax? I've got Mr. Barker's plans here now, and you could start going over them.
Huh? Barker's plans?
Yes.
Oh, my glasses.
Yes, that's right. Now, put your glasses
my
on.
My glasses are in my other suit. Oh. My other suit is in my suitcase. My suitcase!
Hey! My daughter should be here any moment with the suitcase. Oh, look, Mr. Duar, I know some nice hot coffee. I'll get you some nice
coffee. Oh, no, you won't. You've tried everything else. But you're not going to poison me. Oh, no. Oh, if I only had my glasses.
Oh, okay, then that's probably my daughter with your suitcase right now. Hey, Peggy.
Yes, Daddy.
Here.
Oh, Mr. Duar, are you still here?
I am amazed you can still recognize me. Where is my suitcase?
Oh, I'll tell you, but I think you'd better sit down first.
All right. I'm sitting. Oh, my nerves. Now, where is my...
It's on its way to Smurgensville, Indiana.
What?
That's right. Smurgensville, Indiana? Oh, this is too much.
I can't stand it. What? Mr. Duarte, lie down on the couch then. I'll read to you. I'll read Mr. Barker's plans to you.
Oh, yes, the plans. Well, go ahead and read slowly.
Shall I answer, Daddy?
Yeah, please, Peggy. And look, if it's Mr. Barker, tell him I've gone to Smurgensville.
Hurry up, Meek. Start reading those Barker plans.
Yes, Mr. Duart. Excuse me. My nerves.
Yes, well, stop shaking and start reading.
Yes, Mr. Duart. Barker and Company plans.
Daddy,
yes?
It is Mr. Barker. Long distance.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, for you to come to the phone at once and not to let Mr. Duart get away.
Come to the phone and don't let Mr. Duart. Mr. Duart, where are you going? Please don't leave. Oh, he left without his glasses and with Louis' pants.
that does it. I might just well talk to Mr. Barker. Thank goodness it's long distance anyway.
Here's Daddy. Now, Mr. Barker. Mm-hmm. Good luck, Daddy.
Thank you, dear. I'll need you. Yes. Hello?
Zeke Barker. Listen, have you shown my man to do us yet?
Well, no, Mr. Barker. I've been too busy entertaining him.
Entertaining him?
No, that's hardly the word. But, well, you see, first Agatha showed him down to our flooded cellar by mistake, and he nearly drowned.
What's that? Nearly drowned?
Yes, sir. And then Peggy accidentally shipped his suitcase to Smurgensville, Indiana.
Smurgensville, Indiana?
Yeah, and you might as well know the rest. Louie mistook him for a burglar and locked him in a closet. And now he's gone. He just ran out the front door. Well, I'm waiting, boss.
Huh? Louis locked him in a closet. What the funniest thing I ever heard. And he run off.
Well, hey, excuse me, boss. Do you feel all right?
I never felt better in my life. Zeke, you're a genius.
Yes, I'm a genius.
You think you asked the work was the most brilliant thing you ever did? He had it coming. Zeke, you are one of the imposters. Fraud.
An imposter, a fraud.
I just found out. He tricked me into writing that letter. He's not a prospective customer at all. He's a spy in one of our competitors, the Emanon Company.
Was a spy? My gracious, and he was trying to steal your players.
Exactly. I just found out. That's why I called to warn you. But I needn't be worried. You saw the link.
Oh, well, it was nothing, really.
Well, thanks, old man. Thanks for saving the day. And just to show you how much I appreciate it, I'm going to give you a chance to make some easy money next weekend.
You are? Well, thank you, Mr. Barker.
Yes, Zeke. I'm going to be out of town and you'll be on double expense account.
Yeah.
I want you to entertain somebody else for me.
Yes? Who?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, no. Mr. Duarte, wait for me.
You know, some folks have lagging morning appetites. Maybe it's the weather, or maybe Dad and Junior just plain aren't hungry. Now, a good way to perk up morning appetites is to put a new face on an old favorite. For instance, here's a way to give that standby toast a glamorous facelifting. First, cover slices of golden toast with fresh, delicate, natural-flavored Allsweet. Then top with a half-and-half mixture of powdered sugar and brown sugar. Sprinkle with cinnamon and pop in the broiler just long enough to melt the sugar topping. Now, that combination of delicious Allsweet and two kinds of sugars lifts old friend toast right into the something special class. Besides tasting so scrumptiously good, Allsweet supplies lots of food energy. Yes, every pound contains 3,300 energy-producing calories. Then, too, every pound has a minimum of 15,000 units of vitamin A. And that's especially important if you've growing youngsters around. Yes, for a spread that's nutritious, delicious, and thrifty, too, remember Allsweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Today's script for Meet the Meat, starring Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn, was written by Bob Perron and directed and produced by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when Allsweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.